Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy joins us now from, are you still in the Capitol, Congressman, or are you back home?
No, I'm back in Washington, John. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. We've been talking to people about their dining experiences. It's not why I called you, but do you have anything to add to that, Raj?
You know, my wife and I and our kids, we've gone out and we really enjoyed it, but we really prefer to sit outside. And so we only choose places where we can do that.
I'm going to Darren LaHood's district this weekend, maybe, or next weekend, soon, to see a friend. And I said, let's get together, but if you can't find a place for us to eat outside, we won't do it. I just won't feel comfortable making plans otherwise.
Right. And I think that, you know, a lot of our local restaurants have made that possible. And, you know, they've set up you know, tables in their parking lots. I'm sure everyone's seen this, and they're trying to, make it possible to eat outside, even when that usually doesn't happen. So hopefully people can take advantage of that.
Are the Democrats stuck on $600 as a bump on unemployment insurance, Congressman?
I don't think so. I think that definitely, like, the $200 that the Republicans propose is way too low. I think that, you know, this is something where hopefully we can kind of get to a proper place. But I got to tell you, John, you know, one of the reasons why people want a bump, and quite frankly, a lot of my colleagues on the other side don't want any bump whatsoever, is because a lot of people's expenses are a lot higher now than they were before, whether it's for childcare or for health insurance, which, as you know, is provided by employers. And so, you know, providing that extra bump is necessary. And we're getting calls left and right from my constituents about that as well.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because the more I was trying to defend the position of giving people $600 again or $400 again, the less I liked my argument. Why should somebody get more on unemployment than they were when they were working, Congressman?
Well, I think that, you know, in some cases that's happened. But as I said, I'll just give you an example, health insurance. You know, if you were unemployed or if you are unemployed, you know, COBRA is extremely expensive, as you probably know and your listeners know, a lot more expensive than the subsidized health insurance that you were paying for before. And so I think that some bump is crucial. And I think that in some states, for instance, Florida, I'll just take as an example, the weekly unemployment benefits are so low without this bump that nobody can really survive. It's like $200, $300, and the 300 a week, I should say, and the economy is completely decimated, tourism, hospitality, restaurants, et cetera, that people can't find work. So, you know, it's basically erring on the side of putting, you know, food on the table versus you know, maybe a slightly less of an incentive to go back to work. However, when there isn't when there aren't jobs, that latter issue isn't really relevant.
Well, Ted Cruz was making, I thought, pretty well the case, at least for paying people what they lost, but not giving them more than they had. And Nancy Pelosi, responding to the Republican vision on this, called it pathetic. And I was really disappointed in the rancor on both sides, even if either of them had a pretty good point, because I know you're all partisan out there, but doggone it, this is the last time for name-calling and that sort of thing. I think
I do think
you're making a good case, Congressman, though, for why it should be, I don't know, $400 or $500 more than they were getting because of COBRA, because of daycare expenses. The government shut people down. The government has an obligation to make people whole. And maybe that's more than what your previous salary was. But respond to this, if you will.
Yes, sir.
I got a text message today from somebody who manages 19 motels, and they can't get people to come back to work, Raja, if they're going to give them $600 more to stay at home. How do you figure out what the right amount is?
Well, I think that first of all, I think that with regard to employers having trouble, bringing people back if people are making more than what, they were on the job, I'm sympathetic to it. I'm a small business person, and that's a challenge. On the other hand, what we're also seeing is that in some places there just aren't jobs to go back to, and being able to have the state unemployment insurance system, which is already under incredible stress, kind of come up with a fine-tuned unemployment bump for each individual person and their circumstances is very challenging. And it's, I think there was a move to kind of get the compensation out there faster so that it gets into the economy. Just one last point. I mean, these people spend the money right away, John. You know that. They're not letting it pile up in a bank vault and just admiring it. They're spending it. They're spending it on rent and necessities, and it gets into the economy through a higher multiplier effect, which is what economists say to describe that economic impact.
That's why I try not to keep score on this. But in a perfect world, you'd have some sort of way to know what the person's previous income was and then add 20% or something rather than this gross number. But if we err, let's err on the side of giving people more money than less. That's my vision. Steve, I know you've got a question
for Congressman. Just selfishly, I've got two young adults who are falling into these loopholes or these gaps. One just graduated from college this May, and there are no jobs there, and those people have never had jobs to collect unemployment or get a stimulus because they were dependents. And then my daughter, who moved to L.A. over a year ago, filed on her own in 2019. Because I declared her as an dependent in 2018, she didn't get the $1,200. And it's hard for me to understand why that is, and it seems like that's a fix that you could put into this bill.
That's exactly right, and that is a fix that we have advanced, Steve. And I think that's kind of a common sense fix that I think we should have going forward if there's going to be another round of stimulus checks. And I think there will be because there's actually some agreement there between Democrats and Republicans.
I have a couple of other questions about some of the problems with the previous bill and have you fix them. Riddle me this. Lots of calls, too, for Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, the Democrat from the Chicago suburbs in Washington, D.C. today, trying to hammer down the details now on a bump in unemployment and also this stimulus check. Is everybody, can you just update us on what you're hearing today, Congressman, on the stimulus?
That's one of those areas where I think there's a little more agreement. Both sides are talking about $1,200 per adult. I have not heard about the phase outs, but I think they would be similar to what was used before. I think where there's going to be a difference, hopefully a fix, is for what Steve mentioned before about dependent adults or adults who are listed as dependents, whether they're college kids or whether it's somebody with disabilities who might be living at home as an adult.
Yes.
And then secondly, the amount. I think that there's a chance that it might go up for each dependent.
The president wants several billion dollars for an FBI building in Washington, D.C., across from his hotel. Is that in one of these bills, and is that a deal breaker for Democrats?
It is in the Senate bill, I believe. And I think, I think that just kind of, it feels extraneous to me. It feels like it's, trying to maybe enhance the area around the Trump Hotel. I don't know if it's a deal breaker. I don't know what else is in there, but it's just something that's going to, command a lot of scrutiny.
John, please ask Raja Krishnamurthy about our three branches of government and why Congress has done nothing to even try to nationally mandate masks. If we want that to be a federal policy, can the Congress do it, Raja?
Stay tuned. This is something that my office is actually working on right now. There are certain things that are constitutionally acceptable for the federal government to mandate, but other parts of the, other places we can't necessarily mandate a mask in, but this is something I'm working on because, quite frankly, masks have been shown to reduce the spread of the infection.
So how would you do that? Would you withhold funds maybe to states that don't comply, like we do seatbelt laws, for instance?
That's one possibility. In other words, either incentivize states to actually adopt mandates or to penalize them or to, you know, impose this in all places of commerce. You know, that's an area where Congress and the federal government does have the constitutional power to regulate.
John, I would appreciate it if you would ask Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, will people have the chance, will people that have child care flex benefit accounts be granted a break since daycares and camps were not open for a month? Typically, you must use the benefits by the end of the year or you lose them. That's true regardless of how you use those benefits. It sounds like that's in the weeds, but that's kind of an interesting question, isn't it, Raja? And the kind of detail that clearly was missed last time, if you can't use that money that you've designated for that, are you going to lose that money or will they be able to spend that in 2021?
Great question. And it's actually something that pertains to me because my wife and I have money in that kind of an account. Short answer is I don't know if it's going to be addressed in this bill or it will be addressed through just a regulatory change.
Right.
By the Trump administration, but call my office, 847-413-1959, and we'll look into it.
Raja is frequently giving his phone number out, even if he's not your congressman. My understanding is he is pretty responsive. I'll repeat that number in a minute. Can we just take a couple quick questions from our listeners, Congressman?
Sure. Easy ones.
There are none, sir. Yeah.
There was one. It was, how you feeling?
I know. Yeah. We asked you if you ate out at a restaurant once. Tom, yeah. You're on WGN with Congressman Krishnamurthy. Go ahead, Tom.
How you doing, Raja?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I might have a solution. Who runs COBRA, the government?
So, my understanding is that actually it's a private sector kind of arrangement where it's basically a regulation or a law which mandates that your employer offer you the privilege or the opportunity to participate in their plan, but they don't have to subsidize your participation.
Why are you
asking,
Tom?
And that's why it's so expensive.
What's your point, Tom?
Well, the thing is that why don't they suspend the COBRA payments temporarily so they can get COBRA, but they don't have to pay for it. Then you can sit there and lower the from $600 to maybe $300 or $200 on a subsidy.
Right. What about that, Congressman?
Well, basically what you're doing is you're having businesses continue to subsidize, right, that employer-sponsored coverage. And obviously, just a lot of businesses are in such trouble at this point that you're basically shifting it onto their plate. So that's something to look at, but that's the trade-off that you see in that situation.
What about evictions, Congressman? Are you going to extend the period of time for which people cannot be thrown out of their apartments or condos or houses?
I think we should. I think that we should, especially if we're not going to be extending the unemployment bump past the 31st. We're right on the deadline. I think that's very reasonable. I would be totally in favor of that.
Ted Cruz said we should have a payroll tax break, which that's your contribution to Social Security. Is that correct?
Yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work in stimulating the economy. That's why nobody around here really supports it. This was the president's initiative. He really wanted it, and Republicans killed it within their conference, and Democrats would have done it too because it has very little stimulative effect and it undermines Social Security and the Medicare trust funds.
Well, if an employer has to pay less money, it's a Social Security payment on behalf of an employee, he has more money and is therefore able to keep staff on or absorb costs. I mean, I understand the logic of that. What's wrong with that? Why doesn't that work?
Because the amount is drawn out over such a long period of time, it doesn't have the impact that you would really want in stimulating the economy now. In addition, the funds would come right out of the trust fund, both the employer and the employee portions. And this trust funds are already on shaky grounds. I really don't think that we should take money out of the trust funds to pay for this type of a stimulus.
I understand how the things you're saying are popular right now, Congressman, but my goodness, $3 trillion more? I mean, there's just no escaping if we continue to do this.
True.
The debt our kids are going to have to pay. This is irresponsible. If it's necessary, it is still too much money, isn't it?
It's too much money. I mean, let me put it this way. It's money that we shouldn't spend, but we have to because we're fighting a war. We're fighting a war against an insidious, invisible killer at this point. The one thing I will say, John, is that we didn't have to be in this deep of a hole as we are right now because, as you know, places like Illinois, we really battled it. I mean, it was a collective effort. It's not one individual, but under Governor Pritzker and Lori Lightfoot and others' leadership, we did a darn good job, and everybody in our state did a darn good job of mitigating this thing. But in other places in the country, they didn't, and they were very irresponsible. The infections are out of control, and the economy softened again. And because of that, we're having to stimulate in a bigger way than we anticipated as well.
Just seems to me like we need some sort of federal guidance on these things.
Yes.
The virus crosses state and county lines. It doesn't care. So if Wisconsin is playing ball and Illinois is shut down, that doesn't help people that live in the northern part of Illinois.
you're absolutely right about that. And you know, whole parts of our economy are really in trouble right now. Texas and Florida, for instance. You know, my colleagues from those places, you know, tell me that the infection is out of control. And the worry, the fear for people like us in Illinois is that, you know, we are in stable shape right now, but those people from down there might make their way up to Illinois. Quite frankly, they might leave those states because they're so mismanaged right now. And we don't have the means, nor is it constitutional to prohibit them from traveling to our state. And, you know, we would be in trouble again.
Carrie, you're on with Congressman Krishnamurthy. What was your question?
Hi, Congressman. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering if there is an extension of the bump, would that include help for people who are on Social Security disability, who have worked and then no longer could work, so that we are unemployed, but we are not qualified for unemployment?
What about that, Congressman?
You've stumped me. That's a good question. Again, please call my office and we can kind of look into that particular case. If you ask my opinion about what we should do, I don't think that we should bar you. I think that we should err on the side of extending the benefits to folks like you because you suffered a drop in income because of unemployment.
John, please ask the congressman why fixed retired income people are getting stimulus. Retired income.
Okay, you're talking about people who are basically
on
Social Security
evidently, yeah.
Okay, why are they getting a stimulus check?
That's what this person is asking.
Yeah, so the idea is really the stimulus check was meant to stimulate the economy, create demand, not just address need, but to basically send it to people who are going to spend that money quickly on necessities. That was the theory behind it. That's why economists are so much in favor of it. And that, of course, includes retired people below a certain income threshold.
John, please ask the congressman, what can Congress do if the president refuses to accept the election results?
Wow, you're asking me the easy questions again. Look, I think that what troubles me is when the president does say things like, we'll see when asked, will he accept the election results? I think that casts more doubt on the whole process and the institution of voting. It causes more headaches for our election authorities. With regard to what you said, it's something that, you know, unfortunately we're having to study now, and I wish we didn't have to.
I think he won't like it. I think he'll accept it, even if they drag him out of there. He'll accept it. We are out
of time. Can I say one last thing on that?
Yeah.
I just want to say, please, everybody, you have to vote. Vote by mail in Illinois is very easy. And so please take advantage of it. We're going to be within 90 days of the election pretty soon here next week. And so you'll be able to start taking advantage of certain vote-by-mail provisions and so forth.
The congressman's phone number is 847-413-1959. Raja Krishnamoorthy, thanks for your time today, Congressman.
Yes, sir. Thanks, John.